In this bulletin, thousands of Australians are spending Christmas in isolation. Warnings a tropical cyclone could form near Darwin on Boxing Day. And in sport, Scott Boland is set to become Australia's second male Indigenous Test player in 144 years. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Thousands of Australians are spending Christmas in isolation amid a rising number of COVID-19 infections. A record 6,288 cases were reported in New South Wales. There are 388 patients in hospital with the virus, including 52 in intensive care. Victoria recorded 2,108 infections and 6 deaths. There are 361 people in hospital, 112 of them are in intensive care. Hundreds of people are in isolation in Western Australia after 5 local cases were announced on Friday. Meanwhile, parishioners have attended Christmas services around the country. At St Mary's Cathedral, Catholic Archbishop of Sydney, Anthony Fisher, says the pandemic has made clear the importance of human connection.
The lockdowns that kept family members apart have prevented them even from attending weddings and funerals. May have been necessary, but they really hurt. True friendship yearns for in-person connection, up close and personal. And that goes to the very heart of the Christmas story.
There are now no longer any COVID-19 patients in intensive care in Queensland. It comes as the state records 765 new COVID-19 infections. That's 176 more cases than the state's previous record, set only the day before. There are only 5 people being treated in hospital due to mild and moderate symptoms from the virus. Queensland's Health Minister, Yvette Darth, says the person who is being treated in an intensive care unit has now been moved out. She urged people not to become complacent about COVID-19 measures.
Where complacency could creep in is just those mask wearing, the social distancing, you know, good hand hygiene. And we just need to constantly remind ourselves, because most Queenslanders don't know someone who's had COVID. In the next few weeks or months, most of us will be able to say we have known someone, met someone, lived with someone, or had COVID ourselves. So that is a reminder to take it seriously.
There's concern a tropical low brewing off northern Australia may reach cyclone intensity west of Darwin by Boxing Day. A severe weather warning was issued for parts of the Northern Territory's Arnhem District early on Christmas morning. Forecasters say a monsoon is likely to strengthen across the northern top end today as a tropical low deepens near the Tiwi Islands. The trough was expected to be near the Australian coastline during Saturday, then move inland by evening. A tropical cyclone advice warning is forecasting heavy rain and flash flooding across the northern Arnhem district. And to sport in cricket, Scott Boland will become the Australian men's second Indigenous Test player after Jason Gillespie when he takes part in the Boxing Day Test. It's the Victorian Paceman's Test debut. Captain Pat Cummins says it's a great moment.
Really excited for Scotty, class player, debuting here on his home ground. Really excited. Jai and Ness put up a little bit sore after Adelaide, so made the decision to bring in Scotty, who's a luxury to have someone like him ready to go. So he's fresh and he's been consistent for so long, and excited he gets his chance.
Australia, who lead the 5-match series 2-0, can wrap up the contest with a win at the MCG, while a draw will be good enough to retain the urn. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, very hot and sunny, 42 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 27. Melbourne, becoming mostly sunny, 21. Hobart, partly cloudy with a top of 21. Canberra, showers, 30. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 27. In Sydney and Newcastle, partly cloudy as well, and 30 degrees. Brisbane, showers, 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 34. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, 31. Merry Christmas. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.